Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. My name is Medium Michelle Stoccatelli, and welcome to our special Thursday edition of Connecting with Spirit. We're going to be trying out a few different times and see which works best for our weekly radio show. Tonight we're going to be focusing on communicating with our spirit guides. So if you've tuned into a few of my previous shows, you know that I feel that spirit guides are spirits just like us, only they're not currently incarnated, and that they are with us to help us through all of our life lessons. We have more than one. Sometimes people are very surprised to find out that we have more than one spirit guide. And the reason this is simply because there's just so much that we do here, so much that we're here to learn and experience, that we do need the help of more than just one spirit. And another thing to note, too, is that spirit guides, they're not loved ones that we've known here. They are loved ones that we don't remember, unfortunately, but we do have a strong connection with them. So they know us very well. But unfortunately, when we come here, we don't remember all of that. And so it can be difficult to understand that our guides really do know us that well, better than we know ourselves while we're here. And they really are with us to help us learn and grow and experience and try to reach the goals that we had intended to try to achieve while we, experienced another life. So spirit guides, communicating with them is something that you've been doing since before you were born. And I say this because, you know, each of us has to work to create a kind of a life path, a chart, whatever you want to call it. We don't just, you know, determine every single little experience that we're going to have while we're here, but we do put up some major, milestones or obstacles. It really depends on what we are choosing to incarnate for. And we all have a reason to come here. Unfortunately, while we're here, it's hard to imagine that we signed up for certain struggles, but we did, simply because it was intended to help us learn the life lessons that we have come here to learn. So it's important to know that all of our spirit guides have already learned those lessons. So they're very well equipped to help us learn our lessons. And not only that, but they've taken quite a bit of training in spirit in order to become a spirit guide. And I go very in depth with this during our spirit guides course. But for tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about ways you can start mindfully communicating with your own spirit guides, and we're going to take some callers as well. And, if anyone has any questions, I love questions. It's important to ask what is on your mind, because this is going to help everyone else learn and start to formulate their own ideas about how all of this is working for them personally. Okay, and of course, if you're calling for a message, we will be doing that as well. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about how we can start consciously communicating with our spirit guides. And again, I say consciously because we do all subconsciously communicate with our spirit guides all of the time. And so you may wonder, well, how have I ever not noticed this? How do you know, how is it possible that I am in constant communication with my guides and I have no recollection of this whatsoever? Well, the answer is very simple. They know that when we come here, there is a pretty good probability that we're never going to recognize their assistance. We're never going to acknowledge them. They know that going in, and they do it anyway. And there's a lot of questions that this might raise for you, such as, how can they stand being with someone who doesn't acknowledge them? Well, for them, the time goes a lot different. For us, it feels like it takes a long time to live a life, but for them, it goes by much quicker than we could understand while we're here. And also, they're with us for very specific reasons. I've heard some people say that, you know, spirit guides are beings that are solely with us to just help us through our paths and, you know, to reach our goals. That's a part of it, but they aren't just with us. You know, they weren't made for this reason, because all of us could eventually become spirit guides once we reach a certain point of progression and, you know, training and going through all of that in spirit. But they're also with us to continue their own progression, because by helping us, they're learning. They're learning from a different angle, if so to speak. You know, they're learning from a different way. And the more they help us, the what they try to do to, you know, help us achieve what we're here to achieve, the more they learn and grow and continue to expand on their own level of consciousness. Okay? So in terms of speaking with our guides, they know exactly what you're feeling, know exactly what you're thinking. They don't listen to every little thought that you have. They can understand that there's some things that we like to keep private. But they focus on is helping us through our struggles, helping us, you know, get to a place of resolution, helping us to learn how to accept and forgive and let go, helping us to heal. There's so many things that they can help us with, and each of them, especially the ones that I connect people with during spirit guide readings, or the ones that, you know, my guides and I help people connect with during our spirit guides course. They're the ones that are with you all of the time. They're the ones that were with you since before you were born. And there are many other guides that help you occasionally for a certain task, or to help you learn something new, or to help you get through a difficult situation. Okay. But the ones that we try to primarily focus on are the ones that know you so well, the ones that kind of have this, what I would call a contract with you, to stay with you, and they have a responsibility for you while you're here. Okay. And so when you start to speak with them, sometimes we think that if we do certain meditations long enough, if we do spirit guide meditations, or if we just sit in silence, or we just keep calling them forward, that all of a sudden we're going to find these big, bold, in-our-face signs that our guides are with us. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Spirit communication in general is very subtle. Even after doing this for so long in this particular lifetime, during readings, the information flows very quickly for me to, you know, from spirit to myself, and then to give it to the sitter. But it's still very subtle. It's very fleeting. It's very, you know, you have to kind of, you know, try to catch what's coming forward. And this is why sometimes during a reading, if somebody says, oh, well, you know, my loved one's coming through. Yes, you're, you know, if you're giving the information that validates who that is, but they want a name, or they want an address, or something very specific. Sometimes that information can come forward, but most of the time, unfortunately, I mean, some mediums maybe, but it depends on their level of experience and where they're at or how they work. But unfortunately, spirit communication generally is not like speaking on the phone to a loved one here. It's very fleeting, very subtle, and that's because they have to work with the energy to try to, you know, match what the medium is putting out there and try to get to a place where they can connect long enough to get those messages to come forward. Okay. So it can be very difficult to understand how that works for a medium if you're getting a reading. And it's, you know, as much as I'm sure every medium in the world would like to give the most validating, specific information, and we all try, I sure do try. It's not that easy, unfortunately. But the spirit guide communication, it is a little different, because spirit guides, they're trained to work with us on the physical level, you know, for long periods of time, which is very different than when a loved one comes through, because a loved one, especially if they've just gone back to spirit and they're just readjusting to being home, they kind of have to learn how to do it all over again if they've never done it either, because sometimes they haven't done it depending on their beliefs or, you know, where their progression is at. So it can be very new to them to come for, come through a medium to talk to their loved one in the physical world. And it's not easy, especially the first few times. During readings, it's not uncommon for me to feel very quickly that, oh, this is definitely their first time, or they're having trouble with this. You know, for loved ones, that's how it works. They have to learn how to do it. But for spirit guides, the energy is always kind of there. So this is why I love working with spirit guides, because they can bring through validating information very quickly, because they know how to work with the medium and they know how to work with you, which is, you know, it helps to make those connections, and it specifically helps you on your path because of the information they bring forward about how they want to help you, you know, get over, you know, work on the problems that you're going through, to work on healing, especially healing. This is very important while we're here. Okay. And so before we take our first caller, I'll give you the first most important tip that I give everyone who wants to start communicating consciously with their spirit guides. That is to speak out loud to them. Spirit guide communication is very subtle, as I've said, and most often it is, you know, telepathically within our minds. So if you've ever noticed this, where you are kind of, you know, especially if you're doing something that doesn't require your full attention, you're doing the dishes, you're, you know, mowing the lawn, you're folding laundry, something like that around the house, and your mind kind of wanders because you physically don't need to be perfectly present to do these kind of tasks. And you start to realize, you might not realize it, but you're having this debate in your mind. You're thinking about things that are coming up, or you're worrying about things that are kind of going on in your life. And all of a sudden, you know, you're not really realizing this, but there's a two-way conversation happening. You're talking about, you know, oh, you know, this issue at work, I'm having such a problem with this coworker. And all of a sudden, well, what about if we try to understand where they're coming from, what is causing them to act this way? And you kind of keep going with it, and you're thinking to yourself, but really this can be from our guides helping us to work on a resolution or work through the issues to try to bring out our emotions and thoughts that we've maybe not been acknowledging. So this is why I say to speak out loud to them when you can, which, you know, obviously you want to do this in a private place, especially, you know, maybe in your home when you have a few minutes to yourself during the day. You know, obviously you're not going to want to do this on the bus or anything like that. You might feel a little weird or awkward. But when you talk out loud and then you kind of feel or hear the responses in your mind, it kind of removes the doubt that, okay, that's not just me. You know, I'm hearing this. I am feeling this. And you're going to say, well, I'm hearing it in my own voice. How can it possibly be my spirit guides? Well, it has to be in your own voice, because if you weren't aware of your spirit guides, you'd be very, very you'd feel very uneasy if all of a sudden you hear this deep booming voice or a very high pitched voice or something in between that isn't your own voice in your mind, right? People that do work towards conscious communication with their spirit guides and do get to know their guides very well, do, you know, they eventually will hear their different tones of voice with their guides. I do, you know, but that's after many years of working towards that. You know, at first it's going to feel like you're just thinking to yourself and all that, and that's okay, because we have many more ideas and suggestions for you tonight to start working on consciously communicating with your spirit guides. But for now, we're going to take our first caller and see if they would like to ask a question or if they would like to be connected with one of their spirit guides. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, hi, Michelle. This is Nancy.
How are you? I'm good, thank
good.
You.
Good.
Are you calling to ask a question about spirit guides, or would you like a message?
Well, I'd love to have a message from my spirit guide.
Okay. Have you ever met any of your spirit guides before?
Actually, I had a lucid dream that I believe I wanted to connect with my spirit guide, and she came to me. So
well,
I was
that's good.
Curious if you get...
Okay, well, I'll connect with your energy, and then we'll see which one comes forward. Usually people have 6 to 8 primary guides. So whichever one comes forward is the one that will have the most important information for you right at this moment. So, but don't be discouraged if it's not her, because chances are if you did sense her and you did see her, she probably is with you, but we will see who does come forward tonight for you. Okay. So I just want you to relax, inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth as I connect with your energy. You might feel some tingling around your head. This is just energy. Okay. Okay, Nancy. Okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm noticing are, I'm feeling a bit of tension in my head as well as a bit of nausea in my tummy. So I'll tell you what these symbols usually mean to me. When I feel this kind of tension in my head, well, this is usually my sign for overthinking, and I feel it a lot behind my eyes with you, so this tells me that you might be prone to overthinking or overanalyzing things, second-guessing yourself when it comes to decisions. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then when I'm feeling this kind of nausea, it's like a tightness in my, well, I say my mid abdomen. So it doesn't feel like anxiety to me. So what it feels like is more of a, I feel like this is more where you carry your stress. It feels like your digestive system is where you carry your stress predominantly. And when I feel it right there, and of course I'm pointing to myself and you can't see me, but when I feel it there, it tells me that, you know, during times of stress, during times of when you are kind of feeling that tension build in your body, it feels like your upper digestive system is where you probably sense it. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. Okay. And so who I do feel coming forward? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I feel two guides, but unfortunately we're only going to have time for one today. But I do feel your healer guide coming forward first. And when a healer guide comes forward, these are the guides that help us with our physical well-being as well as our, you know, our energetic well-being. They can work with the chemicals in our bodies, but also with the energy around us. So, you know, often they'll talk about auras or chakras. It really depends on what you need in the moment. But they can also work with things in our body to try to help us achieve a level of balance. Okay. And usually when they come forward, it's with suggestions to help you achieve the balance that you need, because obviously you have to do your part too. They can only do so much. But yours, I do feel, is a female healer guide, and I'm going to describe her to you. Okay. And then we will get her name and then we'll see what she has to say. Okay. And so as she's coming forward more closely, what I see with her is she's got this long, dark hair and she's very beautiful. She's got this tanned kind of skin. And I was thinking maybe she was Incan, but, oh, and again, if you haven't listened to my show before, spirit guides will show me an appearance that usually has a certain nationality. They'll come through with an accent. It's important to remember that they usually choose an appearance and all of this, even their names, based on a previous incarnation that they had, that they strongly resonate with, or that they feel will strongly resonate with. The reason they do this, because we do not have a set appearance or a set age in spirit, is because while we're here in the physical world, having this kind of information makes it almost feel like they're more real or tangible to us, especially if we aren't clairvoyant enough to kind of see them on our own. So when they bring forward all of this information, it's to help you feel more connected with them, okay? And so as I'm seeing her get closer, she's showing herself, and I do feel she's Native American, very beautiful. She's got, her hair is all down, though, and she's wearing that kind of a headband and with two feathers on the right side of her head. And they're beautiful white feathers, okay? And I'm seeing lots of beadwork, so I feel like she's showing herself, and I feel like, okay, and now I'm hearing her more. I'm feeling like she's Lakota, if she was to choose a tribe from when she was here last. But I feel like she had a lot of knowledge as a medicine woman. I don't know if she worked as a medicine woman, or it feels like what she's saying to me is that her father was a medicine man, and she learned all of that. So she's very well aware of things that, like the human body and what kind of herbs and stuff like that. She's very, very wise. And I feel a lot of tingling in my face with her. So that tells me that when she's close to you, that she'll put like tingles kind of on the top of your cheeks. Does that make sense to you at all? Have you ever felt that before?
I get a lot of tingles. Yes.
Okay. Well, she's trying to put it on below my eyes, right by my cheekbones is where I'm touching. And that's where I feel, because she says she does that because that's when she wants you to smile. So she does it right by your cheekbones. Okay. Yes. And I'm going to get her name for you. Okay. What's your name? Running Fox? Okay, so I feel like her name is Running Fox. And I feel with her that she's coming forward today to... Okay. And so what I'm feeling with her, she's really slowing down as... Like she's trying to get me to slow down talking. It's like she's really slowing down breathing. And I feel like the message behind this is to get you to slow down a little bit more and to start appreciating where you are at this time in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, because it feels like what I'm hearing is until the last 6 months or so, things have been kind of building for you, but also kind of in a rushed way. It feels like it's been kind of going, and all of a sudden now you have room to breathe, but you're kind of on you feel some tension, like, should I allow myself to do that? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. And so she's saying, yes, you can actually allow yourself to have that breathing time. You can allow yourself that room and that gift of time to just be, because it feels like you need to kind of work through all that you've just been through and allow yourself to focus on, you know, getting your body and your mind and spirit kind of back in alignment, because it feels like your mind is still kind of going a million miles a minute and your body is more tired than it needs to be. It's kind of more stressed out than it needs to be. And your spirit, well, I feel like you're, you know, spiritually, you're opening up more and more, but you're kind of so focused on everything that's kind of in front of you or kind of behind you that you're not seeing that you have time to kind of work on that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. I've been trying to work on that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's tough, especially when you've been going. All of a sudden you're like, I have room to breathe and I have time to myself, but I'm not sure exactly what to do with it or how to go about being in the moment because you're so used to kind of going, right? And so what Running Fox is saying, she says simply to slow down. She's like, especially what she's showing me during a meal, it's like you kind of go through it and you go through the motions very quickly, but you're not sitting and enjoying your food. You're not sitting and tasting your food, and you're not sitting, you know, feeling appreciative of that meal. And something like that can really help you to slow down and feel blessed and to, you know, bring your awareness back to the moment. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, meditate and bring it back to the moment. So that's what I'm
working
on.
Right. Yes. And so it can be very difficult to instantly do that. And it kind of becomes frustrating because you don't realize how quickly your thoughts will go to the past or kind of jump ahead to the future. And we want it to stay in the moment, but it's important to know that, you know, none of us are ever going to perfectly be in the moment all of the time, unless this is something that you do and you have no other worries in life and no other responsibilities. We can't always be perfectly in the moment. It's a matter of just focusing on retraining our brains to, you know, focus less and less on what we can't control and to focus more on what's right in front of us in that moment. And again, we have to be gentle with ourselves and remember that we're never going to be, you know, it's never going to be perfect. We're going to have what we would call bad days or struggles. You know, we have to be kind and gentle with ourselves and compassionate. And that's what I'm hearing with her, is that compassion for yourself would go a long way right now, because it feels like you can be a little bit hard on yourself, right? And so she's saying that, you know, we don't have to be so tough on ourselves. We've actually done quite well. And she's trying to get you to see this in yourself, that, you know, you're doing well for right now. You're not, you know, there's nothing that you have to be so stressed about or so focused on or so worried about that should be causing you that level of stress right now. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. And so Running Fox is, you know, she's bringing your attention to the summer. I feel like she's saying, let's just take it day by day for a while and see where we go. Because I feel like the more that you focus on being in the moment, the more that you kind of just allow yourself to breathe. And and she's mentioning meditation. Do you have a hard time? Okay. I feel like you have a hard time getting to a certain place with the meditation. Are you trying to go deeper, or are you just trying to focus?
Actually, I'm trying to let it go now, and whatever's going to come is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm working on.
Right. Good. And so if you find that during even a guided meditation where they're providing the visuals and everything else you're supposed to be feeling, even if you find your brain starting to think about things that you have to worry about the next day, don't be hard on yourself, because the more you kind of engage in any sort of negative self-talk, the more you block yourself, the more it becomes difficult for you to be in that moment. So you acknowledge the thought as it comes in and say, okay, I accept that I'm thinking about this, but I don't need to worry about that right this moment. I'm going to let it go for now. And so it can help you to kind of just gently bring your attention back to the moment, as opposed to berating yourself and going, I can't do this. I give up. This is too difficult. And then it completely ruins it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, when I meditate, I see faces all the time and symbols and I get to that point, but then I think, what is that? Well, I'm meditating instead of just letting it go.
Right. Do you ever write down what you're seeing?
Yes, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So it's important that, you know, you look back on what you're experiencing during meditation, you know, a week or two later, and seeing if it starts to make more sense into your life. Because sometimes our guides, you know, even if we're not aware that it's our guides giving this to us, they provide symbols that can help us to recognize that they're with us, giving us signs. So if you're seeing a symbol such as, like, can you name a symbol that you've received during a meditation?
Actually, they're kind of geometric symbols that I see.
Yeah, like a mandala or something like that? Or
Yeah, like that. And
So
there's,
do you ever
like
remember
a purple background?
Oh, okay. So you ever recognize them as maybe possibly being one of the chakras?
No, I never thought of that.
Yeah, so that could be a symbol too that your guides are saying, okay, well, this is a you know, something you can focus on. If you're seeing, especially if you're seeing violets or indigos, that, you know, that's the third eye and the crown chakra. Those might be indications that we need to bring in healing, loving energy to those places to remove any blockages, so that we can get further in our meditation, and something like that. So it can be very helpful to think about what you're seeing, write it down, and ask your guides, even if you're not sure of who they are. And that's the other important thing that we're going to get to, is that you don't have to know which of your guides is giving you the information or what their names are, what they look like. That's all wonderful stuff to know, especially during a spirit guide meditation or a spirit guide reading or something like that, to be introduced to all of them. But they don't mind if you don't know who they are, because you just don't remember. You do know them. So you can ask them, you know, before meditation, oh, I keep seeing this symbol. Can you please give me some clarification? Can you please give me a feeling, or, you know, help me to understand what it is you're trying to tell me, and see what comes up?
Okay.
Okay, Nancy. So did you have a question for any of your guides tonight?
Not a specific one. I was just curious if I can get to that point where I can have more lucid dreams, because I used to have out-of-body experiences all the time and astral travel.
But what happened that changed that?
What happened? I have no idea.
Yeah. You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Have you asked for it to happen again? Asked your guides to help you have a lucid dream? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Tonight? Okay. Well, that's good. Well, it must be something that, especially if they're showing you like indigos or violets, that might be an indication of a bit of a blockage. So something may have happened during one of those lucid dreams that, you know, energetically you're kind of blocking it because you don't want to experience that again. It might be helpful to find a guided meditation that is able to help you get to that lucid dreaming point. There are guided meditations that can help you with that, to kind of remove those blockages, those energetic blocks, and help you become open and aware enough again to experience a lucid dream. Okay. And so, and if you're finding that it's not happening, like I would suspect that after tonight, it should happen within the next week or so. But if it doesn't, then ask your guides to provide you with the information you need to help that happen again and see what happens.
Okay,
Nancy.
I'll definitely try. Okay.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Good luck. And
much.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in and for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay. So as you can see, the information that our spirit guides bring through for us, that is what helps us to know that they are with us. You know, you're probably not going to recognize their names or their faces or anything like that that a medium might bring through for you unless you've seen them in your meditations or in just your waking life. But it's the information they bring forward about your path specifically that helps you to know, yes, without a doubt, they are with you. They're helping you. They're trying to encourage you and support you. But some people will say, well, you know, if my guides are with me and they see me struggling, why can't they step in and help me and give me the information I need to get over this or to, you know, find the solution or to avoid this kind of situation? They cannot live our lives for us, unfortunately. They cannot interfere. They can help us by guiding us. And that's exactly why they're called spirit guides. They guide us. They do not tell us what to do. They cannot, you know, be forceful in their communication. When you start to communicate more with them consciously, you'll notice that they speak very patiently, calmly, rationally. They speak from a place of love and peace. Nothing with guides is ever rushed because they have a much different understanding of time. With us here, it's hard for us not to feel rushed. We feel like we have such limited time, and in a sense that we do. But then when you think about the grand scheme of things, we have all the time in the world. Because when we're destined to finally go home again, you know, the learning doesn't end. You know, we continue on with our paths. So our guides know this and understand this very well. So they're not rushed. So it feels like it's taking forever for us, you know, especially if we're going through a situation and we just feel like we've put in our time, we're done with it, we need it to be over, we need to, you know, kind of get on to the next thing in our lives. Don't berate your guides because they're not giving you what you need. If you're going to keep experiencing something over and over and over again, it is, you know, your inner spirit telling you, well, we haven't learned the lesson yet. And that's what happens. You know, we're here to learn lessons, and we're going to be presented with opportunities to learn those lessons over and over and over again until we actually do. And then even after we've learned those lessons, after a time, we'll be presented with another opportunity that was similar to the lessons that we were learning, in order to show us just how far we have come and to see how we react to that situation again now that we've learned that lesson. Okay. So after speaking out loud to them, which I recommend doing 10 to 15 minutes a day for a while until you start getting the habit. You know, you can do this anywhere, in the car, in the shower. Don't be shy. There's no embarrassment or humiliating issues with that. Some of the most revelating moments can happen in the shower. But, you know, it's very much during these tasks where, not with driving so much, we do need to focus on driving. But at other tasks, you know, folding laundry, mowing the lawn, you know, even gardening. Gardening is a great one for this. Let your mind wander and don't try to stop it or don't try to force it. You know, just allow your thoughts to flow naturally, even if it goes to a place where you're not really enjoying. You know, if you're finding that you're all of a sudden thinking about a past situation that you just don't want to think about anymore, and you're noticing that unpleasant physical or emotional reaction that it invokes in you, don't keep pushing it down. Don't just try to shove it away. You're experiencing that for a reason. And the reason generally is that you're ready to heal from it. But often we think, I'm being punished by having to think about it over and over again. No, that's not the case. It's that, you know, your guides are reminding you, hey, we're carrying this energy with us and we don't need to anymore. You're ready to heal from it. And so when you start to get to that point where you're recognizing that, okay, if I'm thinking of this situation over and over again and I don't like how I feel when I think about it, what do I have to do to heal from it? And we're going to talk a bit about more about healing from the past on Saturday's episode. But for tonight, it's important to recognize that our guides will help us with that. And they will give us the tools that we need in order to heal from those situations. And sometimes it's important just to get out the emotions that we're feeling. That can be very healing. You know, the emotions and the tears. And sometimes we hold back those tears for so long we forget how to cry. But those tears are a release. And we need to do that once in a while. We need to release energy that we do not need to carry with us anymore. And you'll feel lighter. You'll feel better. And even if you don't cry and just get the emotions out by speaking about what you're thinking, you know, even if it's thoughts that are angry or sad, or even if you think you're feeling, you know, being selfish by feeling resentful or something like that, don't hold on and don't attach yourself to what is coming up. Just allow it to flow naturally out. Get it out of your system and allow those words to be spoken or even written down if you're not ready to speak them, and allow it to come out of yourself so that you're not constantly carrying it and holding on to it. And this is what our guides try to encourage us to do, is to not be so focused on labeling ourselves or, you know, being judgmental of ourselves for what we're feeling. Everything that we feel is a very normal human experience. And so the less judgmental you are of yourself, the more easier it'll become for you to just allow those thoughts to flow, to allow those emotions to flow, and to allow it to be from a less biased viewpoint, you know, to, okay, yes, I was very angry about that. Oh, yes, I felt very resentful when this person did this. But that's okay. You know, we can work towards forgiveness, forgiveness of ourselves and forgiveness of others. And then eventually, after we've done some accepting and forgiveness, then we're finally ready to let go. And this is what our guides are trying to help us do, because I don't think I've ever connected with anyone in this world who didn't carry on, you know, wasn't carrying some level of blockage or emotional or physical or mental pain from previous situations that they don't need to carry anymore. And sometimes we think, well, I'm trying to become a very spiritual person. I shouldn't be angry. I shouldn't be feeling this kind of resentment. I shouldn't be, you know, judging others or anything like that. Becoming what you might consider a spiritual person, I mean, to me, everyone is spiritual because we're all here for the same reason. We're all here to learn. So it doesn't matter whether you consider yourself a spiritual person or not. At the core of things, we all are spiritual people because we're spirits. That's exactly what we are. We're spirits incarnated at this time. But you have to remember that the more that you walk a certain path, the more that you open up, the more that you become aware of what you're feeling, the more you're going to feel it strongly. And this can be disconcerting to some people because you think, well, I shouldn't be feeling this anymore. I shouldn't be so upset. I shouldn't be so reactionary. You have to be willing to look at yourself with a magnifying glass to see what it is that you feel needs to be changed for the better to help you get to where you want to be. And it doesn't mean that you have to change who you are. It just means that you need to focus on, what about you do you not resonate with in this moment? You know, you might have reacted in anger to someone very quickly for something they said, and noticed, you know, how much it didn't sit well with you anymore, you know. And it's not about berating yourself for having that reaction. It's about forgiving yourself for having that reaction and then asking yourself, what can I do now so that I don't experience that again? What can I do so that I can get to a place where I don't feel that reaction anymore? And your guides are there to help you with this. Okay, so it's very important to recognize that, you know, your guides, they can't give you all the answers, but they can certainly guide you to them, certainly support you to them. And the love and the healing that they provide for us gives us everything that we need to overcome any obstacle in this life. Okay, so we're going to take another caller now. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please? Hello?
Gloria.
Gloria. Hi, Gloria.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, how are you?
How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thank you. Are you calling to ask a question about spirit guides, or would you like a spirit guide message?
I really would love to know who my spirit guide is, so I know who I'm talking to.
Okay, well, remember that we do have many spirit guides, but I'm happy to connect you with at least one of them today, okay? So what I'm going to do is connect with your energy, and I just want you to relax, inhale deeply through your nose, and exhale slowly through your mouth, and invite one of your guides to come forward. And I'm just going to connect with your energy now, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Gloria. Okay, Gloria. So as I'm connecting with your energy, what I'm feeling is Well, it almost feels like to me like you're carrying a bit of sadness with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so when I feel this kind of sadness, it tells me that we're definitely on working through the process of healing. Okay. So I just feel like there's a bit of heaviness in my chest, which tells me that there's a lot of stuff that needs to come up. Does that make sense to you? Like emotions and
yes.
things that we haven't fully processed yet. Okay. And that's
yes.
okay. We can work with that. Okay. And so I'm going to see which guide wants to come forward to help you with this. Okay. And so your guide of compassion is coming forward. Now, I'm going to be talking about different guides tonight. Obviously, we're not going to get to all of the different roles, but I do highly suggest that if you have not checked out my videos on YouTube, just look up my name, Medium Michelle Stockatelny, on YouTube. I have a number of videos about spirit guides that will explain their roles and explain who they are. So anything that you feel like you're missing out on tonight or any other time we have a show, it's all there for you. But I do feel your guide of compassion. I mean, you've seen them all. Okay, so you know who I'm talking
yes.
about then. Good. Guide of compassion.
Yes.
These are the guides that help us with our lessons on empathy, forgiveness, self-love, and, of course, compassion. And so yours, I do feel, is a female vibration. And she's coming forward very traditionally. So when I say traditionally, she kind of has almost like a nun-like appearance. But it's important to note that none of our guides are very – they don't have earthly religions. But when I say nun-like, it's almost like they wear a habit, like a veil of some sort. And again, I need to draw a picture of this so people understand what I'm saying when I say I see this. But I feel with hers, it's kind of a blue-gray. And when she's speaking in French, so I know she's French. Okay. And so so when I see it, she's very it's very peaceful. She's got a very like slender face. I can see her cheekbones and very pale complexion, very straight nose. And I see her with wrinkles around her eyes, just indicating her wisdom. But she's got very light blue eyes. I'm going to see if I can get her name. Of course, she's speaking in French. Okay. Marie. And she says her name is Sœur Marie. So her name is Sister Marie. Sister Marie. Okay. And so what I feel with her, she's saying, oh, okay. And she's got a very thick French accent. I'm going to try not to start speaking in French right now. What I feel with her is that she's saying, gentleness, my child. She's saying, we have to be gentle. She says that to you, it's like you're almost trying to rush through a process that's going to take some time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You want to get to the next place, and you're kind of like, I don't feel very good right here. I really want to be 10 steps forward. And she's showing me kind of like lily pads on a pond, and it's like you're trying to jump over, like you take them by twos or threes as opposed to taking one step at a time. And so what I feel with this is that gentleness, taking it step by step and not allowing yourself to feel like you're behind in this. Because what I feel like is you're seeing others around you who you feel are further along in this healing process than you are, not recognizing that everyone has to go through it in their own way, in their own time. And she's saying with you specifically, she says that you have a very gentle soul. And this means that you're feeling it very deeply, but you're also trying not to feel it deeply. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what she's saying is that, okay. And she's asking, do you notice that the more you try to repress it, or the more that you try to get, you know, try to work through it faster, the almost like the sadder you feel?
Okay. Yes.
Does that make sense? Okay. So what she's saying is, if you're noticing this, that it just means that we have to start over and just try to go back and try not to get in our minds that we need to be at a certain place at a certain time. There's no finish line to this. There's no, okay, I'm over it, or okay, I've completed my I'm not sure if this is regarding grief, but it feels like part of it is, at least. And it feels like there's a lot of processing a depth of loss that you've gone through. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so what she's saying is that, okay, she's showing me that you kind of go back to the moments where all of this started to take place. Does that make sense to you, where you're kind of replaying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it feels like you're doing this, but every time you're doing this, it's almost like it's building up to, it's almost like it feels worse than the first time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what she's saying is, let's go through it, but let's not allow it to be like it's happening all over again. Let's look at it and acknowledge the fact that this has happened, but We're moving forward, not forgetting, not letting go of the love that we have, but starting to move forward to what, where we are in this moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what she's saying, Sister Marie is also bringing forward this, oh, this beautiful healing energy. And I'm feeling it right by your heart chakra. She's showing me this beautiful light between her hands. And I feel like she's placing one hand behind your back and also one hand in front of your heart chakra. And I don't know if you can feel this energy or not, but it's very beautiful. And she's placing this beautiful, compassionate energy into you right now to provide that healing. And it almost feels like I can feel tears welling up. If I wasn't doing spirit guides tonight, I feel like a loved one would have come through. It feels like there's a lot of emotion there, and it feels like tears need to come out. And I hope that after we're done this call, that you do take the time to allow those emotions to flow properly, because I feel those beautiful healing energy with you, Gloria. And I feel like she's saying, we need to let it out. We need to have a good cry. We need to allow ourselves to be human, basically, because it feels like you're holding on to not letting it come out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so she's stroking your back and your hair, and she's saying, you know, she's like, she's embracing you and saying, this has been a long time coming, and it feels like it just needs to come out. And once it does, you might feel like it's opening up the floodgates and all these emotions and thoughts are coming at you. But that's important, because if the more you allow it to flow, the easier it'll be to process things and start to get to a place where you're ready to truly heal. And when I say truly heal, it doesn't mean to move forward and be all smiles and joyful all of a sudden, or to be, you know, kind of living your life without those that, you know, you may have lost in the recent past. But it feels like getting to a place where you understand that, you know, you appreciate the love that you have, and you appreciate all the experiences you've had in the past, and starting to recognize that things aren't over. There's still things, so much for you to experience while you're here, and that you're going to walk this path with those that you love. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay, Gloria. I'm going to leave you with that. I feel like that is a lot for right now, but I really want you to recognize that Sister Marie and all of your other guides are with you, and they're going to help you through this. And I feel like, I just feel like it's a kind of a pivotal moment for you, where true healing is going to start taking place for you, and just allow it to flow. Don't judge the thoughts that come through. Don't judge the emotions. Just allow it to come through, and kind of understand that afterwards you'll get to a place of peace and deeper understanding about why you're going through the things that you're going through right now. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Gloria.
Thank you. It does make sense. But can I ask you one question?
Of course.
I did see a medium a few years ago, and she told me that one of my guides is my mother. Is that possible?
Well, every medium feels differently, but from what my guides have taught me is that our loved ones can act as honorary guides, but they can't be responsible for our paths in the same way that the spirit guides I connect you with are, simply because they haven't been with us in spirit this whole time, because they have to go through training, and it's pretty in-depth, actually. It's quite an in-depth process to become a spirit guide that is responsible as a primary guide. But certainly she could be there guiding you, just not in the same way that these guides would be, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yes, and so it's very important to recognize that, you know, your loved ones are with you. I mean, they will guide and love and support you throughout your entire path, but they cannot be responsible for your paths in the same way that our spirit guides are, because our spirit guides haven't incarnated for, you know, a bit of what we understand as time, simply because they have to go through that training. They have to go through an apprenticeship even. There's quite a lengthy process for them to be able to have the tools and the understanding and the experience and knowledge that one would need in order to help someone through any sort of incarnation here. Okay. And that brings me to my next suggestion for starting to consciously communicate with your own spirit guides. Ask them for signs, but also keep check of your expectations. Again, as I spoke about earlier in the hour, it can be very easy to start thinking, okay, well, I'm open to all sorts of communication. Bring it on. I want to see the signs. I want to see that you're with me. And then all of a sudden you're kind of waiting for, you know, lights to turn on and off, and your TV to do some weird things, and, you know, things to move across the room. that's just simply not going to happen. Things might flicker, electronics might work funny, but our guides tend to not do that. That's usually a loved one sign. But in terms of moving objects, it takes a great deal of energy for any guide or any spirit to move an object in the physical world. So that isn't something I would sit there looking for. Signs, though, they can be, again, they're going to come through in a subtle way generally, but they can mean so much to us. Okay. And so an example I would say is, you know, if you choose a symbol that would you would recognize as being a part of your guides, part of what you would feel connects you with them, such as a rainbow, a heart, any sort of shape or image, or even an animal. And asking your guides, okay, when I need to really know that you're with me, when I really need to know that you're here with me, please help me to recognize a symbol like this. And so say if you chose a wolf, you might come across 30 wolf pictures on Facebook in a day, but it's the one that you connect with, the one that, you know, you're not on Facebook, but in your daily life, you turn on the TV and the first image you see is a wolf, or you're speaking with someone on the phone and for whatever reason they bring up wolves, and all of a sudden it just, this part of your brain that just doesn't click with it, it all of a sudden makes sense, like, hey, I feel that connection, I feel like that was meant to be in that moment for me to recognize that as a symbol. And you might recognize it as a feeling of love, a feeling of peace, a feeling of healing, something that just this knowing. And it might take some time. It's easy to be very skeptical of this, obviously. But once it happens 3, 4, 5, 20 times, it becomes less and less for you to be able to say, oh, it's a coincidence, No, after so many times, you start to recognize, no, that isn't a coincidence. It very much is real. And other signs you can ask for, even ones that you might not ask for, are when you see numbers constantly, you'll see the same numbers over and over again. So everyone will talk about 333 or 111. Yes, those are significant. But if you choose a number that isn't something that you commonly see, such as your favorite sports player's number, or something not something like your address number or part of your phone number, something that you might come across, but not something that's going to be every single day. And choose that number and see how many times it comes up for you. You might notice it in license plates. All of a sudden you look and, oh, there it is. Or you see it on a billboard and you had no reason to look there at that moment, but you just felt drawn to look at something and, oh, there's that number. Okay. Other ones can be, well, sometimes what they'll do is they'll place a song in your mind and you'll hear it over and over and over again. Or even if you watch TV, or they might play like a clip from a sitcom that you like, and all of a sudden you turn on the radio, you hear that song, or you turn on the TV and all of a sudden that episode is on. It might sound like, oh, these are just a number of coincidences. But again, these are just very subtle ways that we'll say, hey, we're with you, we're watching, we're supporting, we're guiding, we're encouraging you to keep going and to do your best and know that we're with you. These things can help us feel kind of more connected with them, as well as, I find it feels really great to know that they're with us. You know, we're never alone in this path. We're never left completely to fend for ourselves. We always have support and love from spirit. And I do strongly believe that. Okay. And I think we'll take another caller now, and then we'll end with a few more tips. Let's see. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Rodney.
Rodney. Hi, Rodney. How are you?
How you doing? I want to know, what do these spirit guides got for me next year in 2017?
Okay. Well, it's important to recognize that our spirit guides, first of all, I'm not a fortune teller, so I don't sit there and say, oh, this and this are coming up for you. If guides bring forward information about what's coming up, it's simply because it's going to help you on your path, but they cannot interfere with your path. So that means that if you're looking for specifics like, oh, am I going to come into money, or am I going to get this job, or, you know, am I going to get married, we have to recognize that we have free will while we're here. So they can give you guidance on a lot of these topics, but they can't say, oh, without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to get this, you know. But I'm happy to connect you with one of your spirit guides and see what they have to say for you. Okay? So I just want you to just relax and inhale deeply through your nose, and exhale slowly through your mouth, and, you know, mindfully ask one of your guides to come forward, and hopefully they'll give you what you're looking for. But usually they give us what we need as opposed to what we want. Okay? So just relax for a moment, and as I connect with your energy, Rodney. Okay, Rodney. So as I'm connecting with your energy, the first thing I'm noticing is quite a bit of fatigue. I feel like you don't get enough rest, do you? It feels like you could definitely get some more sleep. Does that make sense?
Yes? Yes, because I'll be working every day.
Well, exactly, right? So, but it feels like there needs to be some prioritizing on getting yourself to a healthier place in terms of, you know, reducing that fatigue. And what I also feel with you is that, even before I bring one of your guides for it, I do feel like the word change is coming up quite a bit. And I feel like that means that the reason you're probably asking about your future or what's coming up is probably has a lot to do with changing the amount that you're working, if not changing the exact thing that you're doing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I do feel one of your guides coming forward, and I'll explain a bit about them and what their name is and all that, and then we'll see what they have to say about all of this. Your guardian is coming forward, and our guardians are the guides that help us with, you know, maintaining our physical safety as well as they can.
Okay.
They help us to feel those gut instincts and all that. Yours is showing himself as, let's see. Okay, I'm just trying to see him a bit. He's male vibration. Okay, so what I'm seeing with him is that he is showing himself as Native American. Often we have guides of all sorts of ethnicities, but it's not uncommon to have Native American guardian. He's showing himself as having hair that is kind of, it's not in braids, it's kind of straight and kind of chin length. So I feel like he was, when he was here last with that particular life, he would have been kind of more down south in that area for whatever tribe he was in. He's showing himself in very traditional clothes, buckskin, but sometimes they'll carry a spear or something like that. He is carrying a bow and arrow, and I haven't seen that very often, so that's very interesting. So I do feel like he was a hunter of sorts when he was here. And I'm just getting his name now, and I feel like his name is, let's see. Okay, so he has kind of a different name as compared to what I would recognize as a usual Native American name, but his name is Kit, K-I-T, so I will go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kit is coming forward today, and what he's saying is that he's putting his left hand on your left shoulder as he's standing behind you, and what I feel he's saying to you is, okay, he's like, what are you working for? What are you trying to do? And so I feel like he's trying to bring in a bit of, you know, guidance for you that you're continuously kind of going through this path where you are constantly going, you know, kind of full throttle, for lack of a better term. But he says, to what end? What are you trying to achieve? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because it feels like you're kind of going through the motions, but ultimately you're not even focused on exactly what it is you're trying to achieve with all of this. And so it feels like you're at a time right now where you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, this is great, but, you know, I'm not really getting to where I want to go, but I'm not even sure where I want to go. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I see with him, I don't know what it is you do for a living, but what I'm seeing, the imagery I'm seeing is like working with like big trucks or tractors or something like that. I see lots of like bigger vehicles. Does that make sense to you at all?
You said what I'm currently doing now.
Oh, that's what you're doing now. Okay. And so what I'm seeing, seeing is it's like, oh, you're not doing this now. Okay. But this is what I'm seeing.
Doing now, like, yes.
I'm sorry?
I'm cut up cardboard and put it in a baler and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Recycle.
So working with like big machines and stuff like that. Okay. And so what I feel with that is that the machine that he's showing me specifically, it's like it's slowing down. It's like you're getting off of that machine and you're kind of walking away from it. So I feel like I can't tell you that you're going to, you know, get a specific job, but what I feel like is that you are going to be focusing on taking a different direction, and that's okay. And it feels like that's already on your mind, but you weren't quite confident with that. And I hope that by him saying that and showing me this, that you're feeling more confident with starting to listen to what your gut instinct is saying. Okay, like it feels like you'll be taking a bit of a risk, but you have to be willing to take a bit of a risk in order to get what you want. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so the imagery, and he's working with a lot of imagery with me. What I feel like is you're getting off this tractor or this big machine, and it's like you're walking and putting on all, like he's showing me this imagery. Whether it resonates with you or not, I don't know. But it feels like you're putting on these like fancier clothes, like a suit or like a pants and a nice shirt. And it's like you're getting some books and you're starting to learn more. You're starting to take some classes. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like if you've been thinking about working towards some schooling or gaining the information and the education that you need in order to go to the next level, go to the next step that you're hoping to go to, then please do that, because he's showing me this. And I'm seeing books, and I'm seeing you like read these books, and you're absorbing this information. It feels like now is a really good time for you to consider this, okay? And so what I'm hearing is don't hold back. You know, don't just do what feels comfortable. Do what you are kind of afraid of doing, but that you know makes sense for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so I feel a lot of encouragement with Kit right now that he's saying, he's like, there's going to be some late nights, but in a different way. You're going to be able to achieve something that you probably, it feels like you didn't think possible 5 years ago, but it feels like right now you're at a place where you're open to the idea of challenging yourself in this way and moving forward, even though there'll be, you know, it feels like there will be some financial struggle if you do go for that, but it does feel like the end result will be much greater joy for yourself, and that in itself is much more worth than whatever money you would have brought in doing what you're doing now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Does that kind of answer the question that you were hoping to get answered today?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Do you have any other questions for your spirit guide tonight?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rodney. Blessings to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so as you can see, again, a caller might have a specific question in mind. They might be really focused on something they want to learn about or something that they want to know about their path. Our guides will always give us what we need in the moment. And hopefully, as you've seen tonight, that has been very much demonstrated. And if you're wondering how I feel when I connect with someone's energy, the first things that I'll feel when I say, oh, I'm connecting with your energy now, I will pick up on the predominant physical pains or where they carry their stress or the emotions that they're feeling. And it's not going to be everything. Obviously, you know, we only have a certain amount of time during messages. A reading would be much more in depth, you know, a half hour to an hour of pure connections with spirit are very different than, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of a message. But this, even just seeing this in a public forum, it gives you an idea of what one would experience during a reading. So it's very important to understand that our guides know how we're feeling, and they provide that for, you know, someone like me who's a medium, so that I know what to tell you how you feel and how we can start to work on achieving a greater level of healing or a greater level of working towards the goals that you have. Okay. And a few more tips about communicating with your spirit guides. It's important, again, not to ask them for help for every single problem that you have. They'll guide you through it, obviously, but sometimes people can become a little bit reliant. Like, I need, you know, advice from my guides. And, you know, this is also why it's important for me to say that I never suggest having more than 2 readings a year. You know, every 4 to 6 months or so, depending on what it's about. You know, if you're having a spirit guide reading, then 2 different mediumship readings should be fine. But, you know, for mediumship readings as a whole, I would say no more than 2 a year, simply because your guides are going to keep bringing forward the same information over and over again. And you need to have time between readings to work on your path and to get to a new place and to get, you know, to a higher vibration and, you know, to work on some of the advice that they brought through in the previous reading. Okay. And again, it's also very important not to have a reading after the loss of a loved one, a significant loss, earlier than 4 to 6 months. It's not that they couldn't come through, but it's in terms of where you are on your healing path and where they are in their readjustment to being home that I say this. And again, this comes from a lot of experience. When we connect with someone who has recently suffered a loss, the energy is very heavy and difficult, and it is not the kind of reading that they need, but it won't change until they get to a certain place in their healing path. Okay. And so also working with your guides, it's, you might think that you're going to feel their energy more and more as you connect with them or communicate with them. Their energy is going to feel the same as it always did, and you're not going to be much more cognizant of it than you are right now. This is the same with our loved ones in the physical world. The more that you're close with the loved one in the physical world, the less obvious it is when their energy is close to us, simply because we're so comfortable with their vibration. So, you know, everyone works with their guides differently, but I promise you that every single person here in the physical world is fully capable of communicating consciously with their own guides. So try some of the suggestions that we've given tonight. Try to speak out loud to them. Try to ask them for signs and be open to what you receive. Even if you feel like, oh, it's just a coincidence, that's okay. Write it down and see how many coincidences you get over the next 2 weeks. And if you find that you're coming up with some questions, follow me on Facebook. My email is on my website. You know, I'm quite easy to get a hold of, and I love questions, and so do my guides. So if you're finding that you're kind of hitting a block and you want some help with your spirit guide communication, but don't have time or anything to take the spirit guides course, ask questions, because that's how we learn. And there's no silly questions when it comes to this. Everyone is, you know, where they need to be in this moment. And there's so much that we can learn by learning to consciously communicate with our own spirit guides. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been such a wonderful treat to connect to a spirit on a Thursday, and I do look forward to doing this again. Many blessings to you all on your paths. Good night.